In the name of God, Creator, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Following Jesus is not a salvation scheme. It is not a strategic mission. Following Jesus is a vocation to share the fate of God, who's loving us, loving life, loving this world, gets God crucified. Following Jesus is bearing with the mystery of human life, suffering, death, and resurrection. And rarely do we feel that this is way cool and really spiritual and utterly religious. In loving the people who need our love, we don't get a lot of compliments, do we? The cross is not the price that Jesus paid to somehow persuade God to love us. No. The cross is where love leads. Because when we love, we open ourselves to the pains of others. And this crucifies us. The way of wisdom is neither fight nor flight. The way of wisdom is a dance. It's a dance between the desert and the city. We see this in the very life of Jesus himself. Go into the desert to get clear when you've lost where is center, to get regrounded and reoriented. One must step back, refocus, get grounded. But then, when the love of God begins to regenerate within us, you go back to the city and into the pain to make the love real. In this dance, we see the dark and we feel the pain and we hold it. And sometimes it certainly holds us. This is the hardest part, isn't it? And all of you know what I'm talking about. In the people you love and struggle to love in your lives, to hold it and to be held until the breakthrough of healing transformation happens. And that's what grace is. It's that healing transformation in the midst of the void. It's operating without an agenda. And the part that disturbs us is sometimes grace is bringing us the void. Right? To empty out. To clear us. For the compassion of the cross to work within us. But we are short-termers, aren't we? We are short-run people. Let's get down to it. Let's get some answers. Let's deal with this and fix it now. That's our chief prayer, isn't it? God, now! Need I say anything else? Why is God's timing so bad? God's so good with everything else, but God's timing is way, way off. This is why we need a contemplative practice. Because only the contemplative spirit or mind is large enough to take us beyond, so we can see beyond our own calculations, to see beyond the winning and losing, which is normally the strategy of our lives, right? How do I get through this, get this one, next? See what is really called for in the healing of our world, ourselves, with each other. We want to see Jesus, said the Greeks. So do we. So do we. But we can only see him from the inside. Even the folks who walked with him in the flesh and the blood 2,000 years ago could only see him from the inside. And that's why most people missed him. He is forever preaching about the inner life, the inner truth of our communion with God. Old man Nicodemus, you remember that story? What do I need to do? Jesus says, you got to get birthed again. He says, crawl inside my mother? He says, no! It's a higher birth. It's a deeper birth. It's you coming to life. The woman at the well. Get me that water so I'll never have to go back here again. It's a drag, believe me. He says, I'm talking about living water. I'm talking about you coming to life. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it produces nothing. That grain is the seed of the Word of God being sown in us constantly. Through the creation, through our days, through our relationships, through preaching, through the sacraments. But that seed has to be absorbed. If it just stays on the surface of our lives, it might be a rather curious thing theologically, but it gets discarded, it makes no difference. Like the chanting, it needs to sink and fold in and seep in and become a part and raise the questions. It's got to die within us before it comes to life. It has been said that liturgy is the shimmering of eternity in time. Beautiful? Liturgy is the shimmering of eternity in time. Things are a little slower today, aren't they? The quiet, the stillness needed to absorb the chanting, the sky cannot contain our Creator. Only we. It's almost humorous, isn't it? Only we are the temple, the dwelling place of God. Beautiful insight, Prophet Isaiah, centuries ago, by waiting and calm, you shall be healed. In quiet, and trust, your strength lies. By waiting and calm, you shall be healed. In quiet and trust, your strength lies. And so it is that the monk Thomas Merton wrote, contemplative prayer has nothing to tell you. It has nothing to teach you. Except it will reassure you that if you dare to penetrate your own silence and advance without fear into the solitude of your own heart, then you will truly recover the light and the capacity to understand what is beyond words and beyond explanation. It is said repeatedly, the psychological work on ourselves and of others, that we are like onions peeling away layers, right? Over the course of lifetimes, even people in their 70s are having layers peeled away. Finally, trying to get to the core. But in the spiritual life, that is not true. It's about bedrock. Beyond words, explanations, to the core of who you are in the love of God. To clarify your commitments to life. We get to choose. Every day we get to choose. And St. Augustine said, 1,500 years ago, when life was utterly peaceful and everybody got along, right? Oh, yeah. He knew nothing of the modern world, right? Poor little guy. Here's what he said 1,500 years ago about the Sabbath and gnats. The third commandment, honor the Sabbath, keep it, invites quietness of heart and peace of mind. This is where the Holy Spirit resides and rejuvenates. Unquiet people recoil from the Spirit. They love quarreling and arguments. They do not allow the silence of the Sabbath to enter their lives. In the Sabbath, in contemplative prayer, God says, ease your restlessness, quiet the uproar of your minds, be still, and know that I am God. When we refuse to be still, we are like the Egyptians tormented by the plague of gnats. These tiniest of flies, always restless, fly about aimlessly, swarm at our eyes, giving us no rest. They are back as soon as you swat them off, just like the futile fantasies that swarm in our minds. Aren't you tired of it? Really? Is this as good as it gets? Keep praying. Welcome the stillness. And beware of the plague. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding. Keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.